I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. It may still be summer vacation time across America, but college football fans are getting a plethora of new season previews. That's because conferences from coast to coast are hosting their annual Media Day gatherings this month. The events grow bigger every year as coaches and student-athletes get their time in the spotlight. The SEC started things off with 3 days of sessions in Hoover, Alabama for the 17th straight year. But that may change as they look to keep up with growing attendance and the flashier venues used by other conferences. The Big 12 hosted their event last week at the Dallas Cowboys' new headquarters, The Star, to rave reviews. And the Pac-12 will again hold their annual kickoff in flashy Hollywood. When we come back, we'll check in on the two Division I defending champions on This Week in the NCAA.
Every day, the NCAA is working across campuses to keep college athletes safe by committing research and resources to their physical and mental health. Physical and mental health includes, but is not limited to, education, research initiatives, and new policies on concussion, promoting best practices around cardiac health, sexual violence prevention and education, mental health resources and training, alcohol and other drug abuse prevention, guidance on nutrition, sleep, and performance, creating safety guidelines for all NCAA sports, support of the American Development Model to prevent overuse injuries. Whew. And that's just what we could fit within 30 seconds. Visit ncaa.org/wellbeing to learn more.
As football conferences across the country hold their season preview media events this month, fans are getting an early read on how their favorite teams are looking. For the defending Division I FBS champion Clemson Tigers, they face the tall order of replacing a number of key players from last year's squad. But head coach Dabo Swinney says recruiting has gotten much easier for them in recent years.
Because of our success, you know, we reach out to a guy and he's like, yeah, I'd love to come see Clemson. And all of a sudden he comes and sees it and he's like, wow, okay, I like this place. You know, he ends up coming to Clemson. Now we got some results that we can share about the vision of our program and the academic success, the athletic success, the development, as opposed to 8 years ago, this is what we hope to go do and build.
The expectations are high for the defending D1 FCS champion Dukes from James Madison. Their chance to talk up the new season will come next Tuesday when the Colonial Athletic Conference holds their kickoff event at the home of the Baltimore Ravens, M&T Bank Stadium. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.